WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation served hot and fresh. We're diving deep today into something super cool, the science behind how our brains process emotions. Ever feel like your feelings are taking over? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Well, guess what? There's actual brain chemistry at play here, folks. Understanding this stuff can be a game changer in managing those ups and downs, making better decisions, and yeah, even becoming a happier, more resilient human. So, buckle up because we're about to get nerdy for a minute. First off, did you know there's a part of your brain called the amygdala? It's like this tiny almond-shaped powerhouse that acts as our emotional alarm system. When something triggers a strong feeling, good or bad, your amygdala lights up faster than a Christmas tree, sending signals throughout your body. Adrenaline pumps, heart rate increases, you might even get butterflies in your stomach. It's primal, it's instinctive, and it's how we've survived danger for millennia. But here's the kicker. Sometimes our amygdala gets a bit overzealous. Think of those stressful days where you feel like everything is spiraling out of control. That's your amygdala screaming danger, even when there isn't an actual threat. Chronic stress, anxiety, and negativity can literally rewire this part of your brain, making it more sensitive and prone to emotional outbursts. This brings us to the prefrontal cortex, the cool, calm, rational part of your brain. It's like the CEO trying to manage everything going on down there in the amygdala. The prefrontal cortex needs time to process information, weigh options, and make decisions. When you're overwhelmed by emotions, it's hard for this area to function effectively. It's like a constant battle between your emotional autopilot and your rational mind. So, how do we level up this game? How do we teach our brains to handle those rollercoaster rides with more grace? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Mindfulness meditation. This isn't some hippy-dippy fad, folks. Studies show that meditation can actually rewire the amygdala, making it less reactive over time. It's like giving your brain a mini-vacation from all the chaos. 2. Emotional literacy. Learn to name your emotions accurately. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Sad? Being specific about what you're feeling allows your prefrontal cortex to step in and process it more effectively. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us, especially when we're stressed. Learn to identify those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our anxieties are based on unfounded assumptions. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone goes through tough times. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's about showing up for yourself every day, even when things are tough. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can provide a valuable support and perspective. Sharing your feelings can help you process them more effectively and feel less overwhelmed. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer I know. She was absolutely crushing it at work until deadlines started piling up. Suddenly, she felt this constant knot in her stomach, like she was on the verge of a meltdown. Her amygdala was in overdrive. Sarah recognized that she needed to take control. So, she started incorporating mindfulness into her routine, even just taking 5 minutes each morning to focus on her breath. She also began journaling her emotions, naming them specifically, and challenging those negative thoughts that were creeping in. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling the difference. Her anxiety lessened, her creativity flowed again, and she was able to tackle those deadlines with renewed confidence. So there you have it, folks, a glimpse into the fascinating world of brain science and emotions. Remember, understanding how your brain works is the first step towards taking charge of your emotional well-being. By practicing mindfulness, developing emotional literacy, challenging negative thoughts, being kind to yourself, and seeking support when needed, you can literally rewire your brain for greater resilience and happiness. This isn't just theory, it's a proven path to unlocking your full potential. Keep shining, keep learning, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow for another dose of motivation magic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.